verse 25, all the way to 28. Look at that sentence. It's like the resurrection of Jesus. That news was too good to be true until the Lord gave them further proof. So now, Jacob's heart fainted, and because he knew how treacherous his sons were in their behavior, he didn't believe them. Please go to the next verse. Pay attention now to this verse.
And Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die."
The old man couldn't believe the news. So he had to get proof. When he looked out of the window and he saw the chariots with the insignia or the logo of Egypt, it says his spirit revived. And you can imagine this man being in grief for so many years. It's too good to be true to know that his son was alive. And when he recovered his composure, it says, "And Israel said," what he said? "It is enough." It's the same as "it is done." It is finished. It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. That's the new man speaking. And you can trace that in Jacob's life. But Jacob, his end is greater than his beginning. There is more about Jacob in the Bible than all the patriarchs put together. That means you can be in his life from today till judgment day. You're not going to exhaust it. There are many lessons to learn in Jacob's life, but we just read it and pass on. But the overcomer is seen in Jacob's life. How God had to process him. And it's the same thing we're learning. But the model overcomer is the Lord Jesus Christ. So when John gets a revelation of Jesus Christ and the Lord speaks to the churches, he says to him that what? Well, how can you overcome unless the overcomer has overcome you? How many Christians want to be overcome of the Lord? You know what we want the Lord for, if we're honest? To do what we want. The Lord is just there to bail us out of problems. And after we get into more problems, oh Lord help me. But we don't learn. And we got the wrong concept of God. And we need to repent of that. God is a holy God and he's after a holy people. He's faithful, he wants a faithful people. We can't do it, but he'll help us. That is what grace is. I like to define grace this way. Grace is God doing for us, in us, and through us what we cannot do for, in, and through ourselves. Praise God. So, I've gone through all of that to show you that the firstborn received the greater blessing. And one more scripture on that. It's a troubling scripture. I'm sure without exception, all of us are puzzled over Hebrews 12. We have come unto Mount Zion. Not to Mount Sinai. That's the contrast between the law and grace. Hebrews chapter 12. When we don't know, we don't know. But if God gives us a little light, we receive it. I know there is more there than I can explain to you. Hebrews chapter 12. Well, Alan, let's start at verse 22. How many of you have puzzled over that verse? And I'm still puzzled over it. But I'm going to shed a little light that I have with you. You don't have to accept it, but bring it before the Lord. And to the general assembly means to the general church. And the church or the assembly of whom? So there's a general church and there's a firstborn church. I know many people are not going to accept this because we have blinded by our traditions. The church is one, but within the church, there is a people growing, and they're called the church of the firstborn. I used to think the word firstborn means Jesus, because he's the firstborn, but it's a plural word, the church of the firstborn ones. Now notice the verb, which, not which is written, which what? Are written. And where are they written? That means they have their inheritance in the heavenly realm. And what's the difference between the general church and the church of the firstborn? It's one church, but the elder shall serve the younger. That's another meaning about this. If you reach the firstborn status, then you will have to help the others so that they too can grow and reach the end of God's plan. But because that's a lost truth, many churches will not receive it. And we don't see that there are ranks and grades among God's people. Even in glory, star differs from star in glory. There's one glory of the sun. There's one glory of the moon. There's another glory of the stars. So we've got a lot to learn yet, right? That's a difficult scripture, but I felt I should tell you something about the word firstborn. And it's a plural word, not a singular word. And they are written in heaven. They're sealed with the name of the Father in their foreheads. So I'm leaving with you a thought that you can explore. But let's end it up tonight. In some cases he does, but this here is not speaking so much about what he told Ephesus. It's dealing with the fact that it's showing the church and the firstborn. The whole church hasn't grown up yet, but there is an elder brother company, because if he's the firstborn among many brethren, then these brethren who come to maturity are received of the Lord to be sent back to help the others during the great tribulation. See, many people think everybody's going to fly away. I'll fly away in glory. Fly away to do what? We don't ask questions. But if the Lord takes you, he has work for you to do. There's no idleness in the kingdom of God. Well, look at the scriptures. These are they that came out of the, that's the literal meaning, the great tribulation. How could they have come out of it if they weren't in it? But there are some who were promised, because you've kept the word of my promise, I will do what? I'll keep you out of the hour of temptation. In other words, they have graduated. They don't need to go through more schooling. Others will be in it, but they'll be protected in it. He can keep you in two ways. I'll keep you, that has been a troublesome scripture. I will keep you out of the hour. That means everybody's gone. No. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep you out of. In other words, this is for those who have been obedient and have gone the way of the cross. But he can keep you by keeping you here, and like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fire can't harm you. So it has a double application. But one group is telling the other you're wrong, and the other one is telling the other group you're wrong. Both are wrong. Let me say this. How many of you would like to eat your food without any salt? What does salt do to food? And yet, what is salt made up of? Two poisonous substances. Sodium and chloride. If you eat sodium, you'll die. If you eat chloride, you'll die. That is showing you when you feed on a particle truth and you don't relate it to the other side, you're feeding on poison. And you got to see when the two come together, you got something that is a preservative and that seasons food. So it's not pre-trib or post-trib. It's both. And yet people are fighting over that. Well, I say to folks, if you don't believe it that way, that's between you and the Lord, but make sure you're walking with God and pleasing God. So whether you're taken or whether you left, God ain't through with you yet. He has work for you to do. So if you go first, you got to stoop and help the others. And if you left on earth, you got work yet to do. So, he's the firstborn from the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. But when he comes back, he'll be the king of kings. And those whom he loves, he washes us from our sins in his own blood. He looses us. And then he makes us kings and priests to share the throne with him unto God and his Father. And we're going to see how these kings and priests are raised up by the Lord to share his throne and the processings they have to go through. That's why the letters to the churches show us how we can become overcomers. God wants the whole church to be an overcoming church. But when the whole church is willing, he uses the remnant that is willing. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Well, I don't want to overload you tonight. Let's stop here. We dealt with verse 7 last night. That was a long message on verse 7. That's a summary of the whole book is verse 7. We're not going to repeat that. But I want us to go to verse 8 and see how far we'll go tomorrow night.